Sunday the 23rd of February 2020, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, God Speaks. Sermon title, We Are Not God. Bible reading, Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 12 to 17. Talk by Darrell Williams. The original recording didn't include the Bible reading, so I'm going to read that in for you now. It's Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 12 to 17, Habakkuk's second complaint. Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my Rock, have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? You have made people like the fish in the sea, like the sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet. And so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet. For by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? This is the word of the Lord. Now it's over to Darrell for his talk.
So Habakkuk, as a minor prophet, is someone who I think many of us can relate to. He's someone who I think is struggling or at least wrestling with his faith and is having an open conversation with God. These questions explore the difficulties we can all have in trying to understand God's ways and reasoning. Our relationship with God is built on trust, but in any of our relationships, our friendships, our family ties, our work relations, there can be disagreements or difficulties. And good communication is often key when it comes to resolving disputes and having a better understanding of each other. In our day-to-day relationships, we can sometimes be guilty of making complaints against others, which can be based on a simple misunderstanding. We too can find ourselves under pressure where those around us have expectations of us, and no matter how hard we try, we may not always live up to them. We can also find ourselves in situations where we are not being treated fairly. And again, good communication and dialogue can be key when it comes to resolving problems. As a Christian community, we should be here for everyone and be a place where we can bring our worship before God and seek to help, advise and encourage each other. As I was trying to find inspiration to write today's talk, I searched online for the most common questions that are raised at Alpha courses. I imagine most of you have heard of Alpha, but as I was looking up information, I was amazed at how incredible the Alpha story is. Alpha first began at Holy Trinity Brompton in 1977, and in 1990, the Anglican priest Nicky Gumbel developed a course for those who are outside the church. This led to the first Alpha conference held in 1993 that was attended by over 1,000 church leaders. Interest continued to grow, and Alpha conferences were then starting to be organised around the world. I never realised Alpha had an international audience, and the course has been translated into 112 different languages. Perhaps what the success and appeal of the Alpha course teaches us is that throughout the world there is a real hunger for a greater knowledge of God. There are many people who do not come to church but have questions about faith and want to know more about Jesus. In a complex and difficult world where many are trying to make sense of day-to-day life, people want to know who is God. Perhaps this will not come across as a great surprise, but in a book written by Nicky Gumbel called Searching Issues, one of the seven questions he explores amongst common issues raised about the Christian faith is, why does God allow suffering? The news is often filled with terrible things and can at times be unsettling. In the last few weeks, there have been storms, flooding, fears. There's been news about the spread of a new virus, reports about violent crime, online bullying, and tragic situations that have left many feeling hurt and upset. It is not difficult to understand why anyone reading these headlines would ask questions about where is God amongst all of these things. Habakkuk, as a prophet, is himself someone struggling to understand the difficult situations that are going on around him. He is complaining that the government is corrupt and appeals for action, but is then upset to learn that God is going to allow the Babylonians to invade. They are a wicked and inhumane group of people. His thinking is simple. Whilst Israel may need to be disciplined, the Babylonians are far worse. And why allow them to prosper at the expense of his people? There must surely be another way. Is there not a solution that addresses the problems at home that would not result in Babylonian rule? Within the difficult encounter, God does not always offer an explanation. We see this in the conversation between God and Job. God does not need to justify his actions, and Israel as a nation has been warned time and time again to turn away from their disobedient ways and back to God. There was a promise that whilst Israel is about to face difficult times ahead, the Babylonians' rise will be temporary, and they will also face defeat, and after a period of exile, the nation will be allowed to return. As I was studying Habakkuk and looking through the three chapters, here are a few thoughts that I would like to share with everyone this morning. So the first is this. As Christians, Jesus provides the model of the way we should live our lives. This may sound obvious, but are we living our daily lives in a way that is a true reflection of what Jesus has taught us? If we take Habakkuk as just one example, what we see is a prophet who is asking questions of God. He is having difficulty understanding what is going on around him. Although the book of Habakkuk only contains three chapters, it is believed the dialogue and prayers contained with it covers a period of around 66 years. We have a snapshot of the prophet's life, thoughts, views, and feelings. And whilst the opening two chapters contain the prophet's complaints, it ends with his prayer to God. And one of those verses from chapter 3, verse 2. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. Lord, repeat them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. The reality of the situation is Israel had ignored repeated warnings. Whilst we can take sympathy with Habakkuk's view that the Babylonians were cruel and brutal, he is essentially arguing that whilst Israel had been sinful, the Babylonians were more sinful, and therefore God should find another way of disciplining his people. The prophet's argument had failed to recognize that sin is sin, and it interrupts our relationship with God. It is a mistake to dismiss what we might consider minor sins. That can be a dangerous path where we can start to blur the lines between right and wrong in our lives. Many problems can start off small, and instead of recognising earlier on that we need God's intervention, we can allow situations to progress into something far more problematic. It can also be difficult to live by God's ways when we can regularly have our world view challenged. It is important to have discernment in every situation and ask for God's help to help us make good decisions. Thankfully, God is a forgiving and loving God, and even when we do mess up, which all of us do from time to time, we can bring our lives before God, knowing that through Jesus' actions before the cross, we are forgiven, we are saved, and God does hear and act on our prayers. I think one of the key things we can fail to appreciate is that God is slow to anger. God is not quick to punish, and that is because he is a loving God, full of grace and mercy, and he gives people every opportunity to turn from their bad ways and live a new life. Psalm 103, verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. In this very church, we have heard amazing testimonies of people who have met with God and had their lives changed. These testimonies would not exist if God was always quick to bring about tough justice. We should try to emulate God, and that is not to say that we should ignore injustice or not seek out justice, but in doing so, we can also demonstrate God's love and mercy. Sometimes what is needed is balance. Israel, despite Habakkuk's appeals, would have to face a period of hardship and discipline. But this was not the end, and they would be allowed to return. The bigger picture that the prophet did not see was that eventually Christ would come and save us from our sins by taking our rightful place on the cross. We are given a choice: accept Jesus into our lives and be in a relationship with God, or reject God and in turn be rejected. The next point is God knows best. God is all-knowing, where we only know part of the story. Imagine if God was so busy that there was a six-month delay in answering our prayer requests. A bit like being placed on hold when calling a customer service hotline. Then imagine if God then was willing to grant many of the things we had asked for without question in order to quickly process the backlog. How often have our thoughts, views, or feelings changed over time? There would, of course, be plenty of prayers where we'd be grateful for God's intervention. But have you ever asked for something and in a longer term been grateful you did not get it? Maybe the reason why we did not get it is because God had something better in store for us. Many of you know my personal testimony of the time where I was made redundant and a long period of time it took to recover from that. I cannot recollect all my prayers from over 10 years ago, but I'm sure many of them must have been asking God to not allow my redundancy to go ahead. That maybe I would find a new role and stay within that organisation. What would have happened if God gave me what I wanted back then? Would I still be working for the same charity now? Would I have grown as a Christian? Would I have gained the experience I have of the third sector, having worked in different roles? Would I have learnt to trust God in the way that I did while seeking work? Would I lack discipline? Would I have the same appreciation of God that I do now when I was fully restored back into a career? Would I be here this morning delivering this service sermon? Would I be actively involved in ministry? God knows the hearts of every individual and the people who are in our lives. He can see what we cannot. He knows what is best for us, and he wants the best for us. We can only process things from how we see them. It is okay to struggle to understand what is going on around us, as Habakkuk did, but we also need to trust God. God knows best. We need to approach difficult situations with patience and grace. Our ways are not the ways of the world, and we should approach different situations differently. We should approach difficult situations differently. Sometimes I find it can prove difficult trying to be patient, show love, have mercy, avoid reacting badly, and seeking some sense of retribution if I feel I have been wronged. It can take a lot of resolve and determination to try and pour out grace, especially if we are locked into some form of conflict. We can appear weak, and there can be pressure on us to look strong and even retaliate. I'm not saying that we should never be robust or that we should not defend ourselves. It is wrong if people think that they can mistreat or abuse us just because of our Christian faith. People shouldn't abuse our goodwill. That is not acceptable. There are, however, at times, I think, a careful balance to be struck between drawing a line between right and wrong and offering out grace. The same Jesus who willingly went to the cross for our sins also overturned tables in the temple and was a fierce critic of the poor behaviour of the Pharisees. It is important to pray and seek advice in every situation. There are many times I have come to church and have been blessed by the wisdom and guidance of my brothers and sisters in Christ. Allow God room to work and bring your burdens before him. Sometimes we can feel like we are responsible for everything that happens around us, and we need to recognise our own limitations and give God room to work. Sometimes I feel like it could be difficult trying to manage all my different responsibilities, from church to work, family life, friends, trying to make time for myself to train and run. I'm not perfect, and I have my failings. Sometimes feeling under pressure from multiple angles, it can be difficult to sort of keep up with everything that is going on around me. And it is really, really important that we take time to rest, that we support one another, and that we feel that we can bring our lives and all those situations before God. We need his intervention, and we need to trust him that he does indeed know best. And my final point this morning is that our true satisfaction and peace comes from knowing Christ. Whatever burdens and difficulties we face as children of Christ, we are already part of the kingdom of God, and that is a reason to celebrate. Even Habakkuk, during great difficulties, knew the storm would end and better times would follow. Whilst he had many questions, he also had praise for God. Habakkuk 3, verse 19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. And finally, I leave you this morning with a verse from Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.